The advent of mass communications technology. New mass communications technology, in particular radio, made information about events in the outside world more available to ordinary people and provided a means for establishing some level of social cohesion and community based on the shared experience of news and entertainment. Another significant effect of the advent of radio was that for the first time, people's leisure hours, like their working life, became organized according to a timetable. If radio affected patterns of behavior, the cinema newsreel had a profound effect on human perception, as people learned to see the world through a camera lens. Real direct experience was increasingly supplanted by represented experience. Cinema came to be known as the dream factory. It's significant that the popularity of cinema in the West reached its height during the years of the Great Depression, when cinema tickets were the cheapest, and movies, mostly products of the Hollywood Dream Factory, provided a way of temporarily escaping from the hard realities of poverty and unemployment. Although a rudimentary form of television existing by the late 1920s, it was only after the Second World War in the 1950s that it became more widely available in the United States and the UK, when television sets spread to private homes and businesses. Color television broadcasts didn't arrive in Britain and the USA until the 1960s, although work had been going on to create color TV since the late 1920s. As governments and businesses soon realized, both radio and cinema, and television later on, represented, incomparably, powerful tools of mass information and propaganda, a way of shaping and guiding behavior and opinion. It was, to a large extent, the power of mass communication that enabled fascism and the cult of the leader to take hold so successfully in Germany and Italy in the interwar years. Today, with the proliferation of mass media and the Internet, this power to shape popular opinion is stronger than ever.